promoting scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Greetings. Today is July 12, 2019. And our comment today is going to be a very warm day in Arizona. The temperature is expected to exceed 110 degrees. And at the same time, it's going to be a hot time for technocrats everywhere. It's going to be a hot time for non-technocrats as well, as you'll see from today's stories that are going to be highlighted in this edition. First off, we'll detail the minor story of the three that I posted this morning, and that is robots are coming for recycling centers, displacing more workers. Well, this does get a little bit old after a while, talking about industry after industry getting hammered by robots. In this case, though, there's been a new line of robots developed by a company called Amp Robotics that will sort and pick trash at recycling centers, displacing a lot of low-end workers who have depended on such a job, even as distasteful as you might imagine. But people are going to be displaced again. This is just one more industry that's been hammered by robotics. You have warehouses, you have restaurants, you have all kinds of farm robotics now that replace workers in the farm and the ranch. This story starts out, Amp Robotics, an artificial intelligence and robotics company that is automating the recycling industry, has rolled out new trash-picking robots for recycling centers that will replace countless low-skilled jobs. This was a story that originally ran in the Wall Street Journal. Well, this is no small deal. They complain, of course, it's a hot job, 95 degrees, standing on a platform, sorting, and why robots are twice as fast and don't make any mistakes, of course. But at the end of the article, it's stated very dismally that up to 40 million jobs could be replaced altogether because of robotics by 2030. That's not very far away. It's 11 years away. This is a societal disaster just waiting to happen. I'll point out again just how anti-human this overall direction is. Because humans need to work. They're built and born to work. And the low-end jobs that we have in our society are so critically important to our society. You always would root for somebody that had a low-end job that maybe they could get some extra training along the way and advance themselves and kind of climb up the ladder, if you will, to higher levels, maybe to a better job. But sometimes that just doesn't happen. We need those jobs and we need those people. Those people need jobs. This is a very disturbing thing overall, but we only have 11 years to wait to see just how well this prediction will play out, that there will indeed be 40 million people displaced by robotics in the end. The second story is much more serious. And also switching gears on the area of discussion here, this is about the United Nations. The United Nations has joined the battle with big tech to declare all-out war on free speech. That is exactly right. This proves the point that the assault on free speech by big tech is driven by technocracy, and the United Nations has now openly joined the fray in the name of Sustainable Development Agenda 21, New Urban Agenda, etc. They're fully on board with the crackdown on free speech. Somebody's going to say, well, who cares about the United Nations? They don't matter. They don't mean anything. Yes, they do. The United Nations controls the rhetoric in 197 countries around the world. And they have people all around the world eating out of their hand, including in the United States. You say, well, how's that in the United States? Well, have you considered AOC's Green New Deal? That's exactly what this is. This comes from the United Nations. And I have to say that anybody that supports the Green New Deal is eating at the trough at the United Nations. And now the United Nations has ganged up. They've announced that they're going to be taking a major stand against so-called hate speech. The article starts out, in January, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres tasked his special advisor for the prevention of genocide, Adama Ding, to, quote, present a global plan of action against hate speech and hate crimes on a fast-track basis, close quote. Speaking at a press conference about the UN's challenges for 2019, Guterres maintained, quote, the biggest challenge that governments and institutions face today is to show that we care and to mobilize solutions that respond to people's fears and anxieties with answers. And the article continues, one of those answers Guterres appeared to suggest is shutting down free speech. He said, and I quote, we need to enlist every segment of society in the battle for values that our world faces today, and in particular, to tackle the rise of hate speech, xenophobia, and intolerance. We hear troubling, hateful echoes of eras long past, he said. Poisonous views are penetrating political debates and polluting the mainstream. Let's never forget the lessons of the 1930s, as he points back, of course, to Hitler. Hate speech and hate crimes are direct threats to human rights. Then he added, still quoting, words are not enough. We need to be effective in both asserting our universal values and in addressing the root causes of fear, mistrust, anxiety, and anger. That is the key to bring people along in the defense of those values that are under such grave threat today. Well, this is the same rhetoric you could have heard come out of Facebook or Google or Twitter or any number of social media platforms that are complicit with cracking down on free speech. The United Nations has played its card and has taken after free speech. And if you don't get the connection here, the concept of hate speech is always used. This is kind of like the race card. We could say the hate speech card is being played here. Because if you say anything against them, it's hate speech. So we have one more confirmation. The sustainable development, aka technocracy, is behind the entire movement to destroy free speech in the world. And in America, we have the strongest constitution that defends free speech, namely in the First Amendment, guarantees free speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble peaceably, freedom to redress our government, freedom to practice religion. So in America, there's an extra attack going on. Extra forces have been deployed, let's say, to America to take care of us. Because until we're gone, there will be a resistance against all of this. And they know that. The last story is a story of resistance. It's a story that has some good news to it. The impact of it is unknown at this time on whether or not it will shut down any of the forces that have come against us in recent years. But a new scientific study has been released, not just one, but several in concert. And my headline of this story is Green New Deal Scam is Destroyed by New Scientific Study on Global Warming. And I wrote, AOC, Justice Democrats, Green New Deal zealots, and technocrats everywhere will grind their teeth over this new research. The scientists concluded anthropogenic climate change does not exist in practice. That's a direct quote. I'll say it again. Anthropogenic climate change does not exist in practice. The article states a new scientific study could bust wide open deeply flawed fundamental assumptions underlying controversial climate legislation and initiatives such as Green New Deal, namely the degree to which climate change is driven by natural phenomena versus man-made issues measured as carbon footprint. Scientists in Finland found, quote, practically no anthropogenic, that is man-made, climate change after a series of studies. Quote, during the last 100 years, the temperature increased about 1/10 of a degree Celsius because of carbon dioxide. The human contribution was about 1/100th of a degree, the Finnish researchers bluntly state in one among a series of papers. This has been collaborated by a team at Kobe University in Japan, which has furthered the Finnish researchers' theory. They state, new evidence suggests that high-energy particles from space, known as galactic cosmic rays, affect the Earth climate by increasing cloud cover, causing an umbrella effect. That's a quote. The just-published study has found, and a summary of which has been released in this journal, Science Daily. The findings are hugely significant, given this umbrella effect, an entirely natural occurrence, that it could be the prime driver of climate warming and not man-made factors. The scientists involved in the study are most concerned with the fact that current climate models driving the political side of the debate, most notably the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, which we have discussed before in these pages, climate sensitivity scale, failed to incorporate this crucial and potentially central variable of increased cloud cover. One professor quoted in Science Daily says, the IPCC has discussed the impact of cloud cover on climate in their evaluations, but this phenomena has never been considered in climate predictions due to the insufficient physical understanding of it. He says, this study provides an opportunity to rethink the impact of clouds on climate. When galactic cosmic rays increase, so do clouds. And when cosmic rays decrease, clouds do as well. So, climate warming may be caused by an opposite umbrella effect. In the related paper, aptly titled, No Experimental Evidence for the Significant Anthropogenic Climate Change, the Finnish scientists find that low cloud cover practically controls global temperature, but that only a small part of the increased carbon dioxide concentration is anthropogenic or caused by human activity. The following is a key bombshell section in one of the studies conducted by Finland's university team. Quote, we have proven that the GCM models used in IPCC report AR5 cannot compute correctly the natural component included in the observed global temperature. The reason is that the models fail to derive the influence of low cloud cover fraction on the global temperature. A too small natural component results in too large portion for the contribution of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. This raises urgent questions and central contradictions regarding current models, which politicians and environmental groups across the globe are using to push radical economic changes on their country's populations. This story is indeed earth-shaking. And I have to say that every politician, every city leader, every county leader, every state representative should have a copy of this article. It should be put right on their desk, right in front of their face, and say, answer these charges, answer this evidence. Why are we chasing after restructuring our entire economic system over something that does not exist? I don't think we can be overly passionate about this, because if AOC's Green New Deal succeeds, and it already has in New York City and in Los Angeles, where mayors of those global cities have already implemented the Green New Deal, that'll impact those cities for the next 50 years. This trend is increasing, not decreasing. Whether or not there's ever any national legislation sponsored by somebody like AOC is immaterial. Cities are already doing it. And more cities are on the precipice right now of throwing their hat into the ring as well. You've got Seattle, you've got Portland, you've got Chicago, you've got cities like Atlanta and Houston. All of these cities are looking at elements of the Green New Deal and how they can mitigate climate change, because it's evil man that caused it in the first place, and it's only man that can reverse the effects. This is a false narrative. We've known that it's been a false narrative from day one, but scientific studies like this have been blocked from coming out to the public light. There have been other studies over time that have proved this very point, but they've been ignored. The people who write them have been ridiculed in any number of ways. Their research has been nitpicked and henpecked to death. And in any case, to them, those who are trying to implement the Green New Deal and things like that, sustainable development, have just said, facts don't matter. We don't need no stinking facts. We have our facts. And our facts talk louder than your facts. Well, the thing is, they don't have facts. What they're calling facts is just wishful thinking. Simply isn't true. And legitimate science and legitimate scientists have proven this over and over again. This is the latest one. Will this cause people like AOC to shut up and go away? No, it won't. You know it won't. Because her agenda is far bigger than just climate change. To her, this is just a prop. She has other ideas that can be implemented with or without climate change, but it's a very current thing for her to use right now. But if this study gets into the hands of politicians and policymakers, it will completely turn the entire political machine upside down and cause a complete rethink of what we're doing. Personally, I vote for that. I think we should. From an economic point of view, the malinvestment that occurs because of global warming and things like the Green New Deal, investment is diverted into areas it has no place being. It takes those investments away from areas that desperately need it, and it puts it into stupid and fruitless areas that do nothing but just make everything worse. So throwing good money down rabbit holes hurts everyone. It hurts the entire economic system, and it hurts all the people within the system as well. We have a long ways to go on this topic, but I'll refrain from going any further today. I hope that you can get a copy of this article and even download the study. The link to it's in the article. Download the studies yourself and take them around to anybody you know that's concerned about global warming and say, you know, we do have climate change because the climate always changes, but you need to stop blaming humans and stop the anti-human activity and the anti-human philosophy. It wasn't us, folks. Weather happens. Well, in the meantime, if you decide to come to Arizona, bring your umbrella. No, not for the rain, but to keep the sun off your head. Well, have a great day. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. We'll catch you next time.